Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Good morning, Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to the award-winning DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Tuesday, September the 25th, and we have a ton of news to talk about today in the world of the Miami Dolphins. Yes, the Miami Dolphins are 3-0, but they are the walking wounded right now as they head into a very important Week 4 contest against the New England Patriots. So let's get right to it. It was announced on Monday afternoon that Miami Dolphins defensive end William Hayes is out for the rest of the 2018 season with a torn ACL. Hayes blew out his ACL on the sack play he had this past Sunday against the Raiders, in which he was trying not to Superman the quarterback. And what I mean by Superman is that's a term that's used for when a defensive player sort of is laying flat on top of an opponent, specifically the quarterback, and putting all of his weight on him. This year, as we all know, the referees are being so careful in what's called against a quarterback. So as Hayes was trying to pull up and not put all of his weight on the quarterback, his foot got stuck in the grass and bam, blew out his ACL. It's a horrible rule right now. I understand you want to protect the quarterbacks. You don't want to see them get hurt. But now you have players on defense hurting themselves in their attempt not to hurt the quarterback. So this rule has to be tweaked in some way. Obviously, we all know Clay Matthews for the Packers has been very vocal about this. But, you know, this is the first player this year on defense to hurt themselves, you know, trying to, I guess, just not hurt the quarterback. So William Hayes out for the rest of the 2018 season, and this is a big blow for the Dolphins in many ways. First and foremost, William Hayes at defensive end does a terrific job of setting the edge to stop the run, and that will be sorely missed. Not to mention, Hayes is one of the guys who can slide in and slide over and play defensive tackle at times as well, and he gives Miami some depth there in certain packages and whatnot. And you know, he's 33 years old, and today Adam Gase, when he met with the media, said William Hayes was a locker room leader and a fine defender. It hurts. That's going to be a tough one for us to swallow, and it really is. William Hayes, you know, one of those guys that you sort of need on a team, unsung, doesn't always show up much in the stat sheets, but, you know, his play sort of helps his teammates play well around him. He sort of sets things up for them. And he will be missed, and that's a tough spot to fill. But what makes this injury worse, is that Miami Dolphins defensive end Andre Branch is also out 2 to 4 weeks with a knee injury. Now, obviously, his knee injury isn't as serious. He will be back this year, but he could be out up to a month. And the Miami Dolphins right now are very thin at defensive end. And you can look at this one of two ways. The positive way would be heading into the season, if there was one area on this team where the Miami Dolphins could sustain an injury or two and be okay because they have a lot of depth, defensive end would be at the top of the list along with wide receiver. Wide receiver, defensive end, Miami had a plethora of depth so they could sustain an injury. But, you know, losing two players in the same week here is a lot. And right now the Miami Dolphins defensive line is really, really hurting. Andre Branch, a knee injury. Like I said, Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald saying 2 to 4 weeks. I guess we're all hoping that it's only just two, but, you know, it could be up to a month here. And right now, per Barry Jackson, the Miami Dolphins reached out to Cameron Melvo. Melvo's been with the team in the past. He was one of the final roster cuts this year, back around Labor Day timeframe. And when he was cut, They put him on the practice squad. But 2 weeks ago, the Miami Dolphins released him from the practice squad. So Melville is a free agent. And when they called him today, they found out he is visiting with the Indianapolis Colts. So there's no lock that he will be able to be re-signed by the Dolphins, as Melville could sign here with the Colts. We'll see how this works. But the Miami Dolphins need bodies. And they need warm bodies in a bad way on their defensive line, because they just don't have enough capable people right now to suit up and play. And this is a very important game this week. This is not the week the Miami Dolphins want all these injuries, to say the least. Another name to keep an eye on would be Kendall Lankford. Again, one of the final cuts here at the end of training camp. But even if they signed him, you have to wonder, you know, he's been away from the team now for about 3 or 4 weeks. What's his conditioning like? Would he be ready to come into play right away? And, you know, there's no word if they've reached out to him yet. I'm sure we'll know in the next 24 to 48 hours. But that's another name to watch. The Miami, and they do have a couple players on their practice squad, but they are really more long-term projects and not guys who can, you know, step in and help right away. But I don't know what the Miami Dolphins are going to do, but they need to add a defensive lineman or two here quickly, and we'll see what they do. But the Hayes injury, that hurts in a lot of ways. It really does. And the one thing to consider is right now William Hayes is 33 years old. Next year this time he will be 34 years old, coming off a major knee injury, and this is the final year of his contract. I'm just sort of wondering out loud if we have seen William Hayes play his last snap as a member of the Miami Dolphins. I don't know. We'll find out. But, you know, next year, like I said, he'll be 34, coming off a major knee injury. He's not a young man. He's just not a young man, and that's a big injury to come back from, even for a backup player. But we'll see. But I think we probably most likely have seen William Hayes play his last snap as a member of the Miami Dolphins organization. So that's sad. But, you know, they need help right now on the defensive line. And the name to keep an eye on will be Charles Harris, because Charles Harris now is going to go, you know, he's going to be on the field a lot more. This past week against the Raiders, with those injuries taking place, he had a season-high percentage of snaps in this game against the Raiders. That will just continue to go up in the coming weeks. And Charles Harris, we've sort of, you know, as fans, he's sort of gotten a free pass the past year or so, because Miami does have so much depth at defensive end. The team has brought him along slowly. You know, he's not asked to contribute, you know, a ton on the stat sheet. He doesn't have a lot of sacks, but, you know, fans have been easy on him. The team has brought him along slowly. Well, that's all changed. That all changed real quick. Charles Harris now needs to start playing like a first-round pick. He is going to be a key player on this team, you know, over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks, and they need him to contribute in a big way. Harris is primarily a pass rusher and not someone who's really going to set the edge on the run play, which is fine, but he needs to be a pass rusher here, and he needs to start to make some impact plays because the Miami Dolphins need him. And this is one of those times where, you know, sometimes you hear coaches say next man up. And this is one of the times where you can say next man up and it makes sense. Sometimes it makes no sense. Like when you lose your starting quarterback, oh, next man up, we're going to be fine. No, you're not going to be fine. You're screwed. But this is a time where when you lose an Andre Branch, when you lose a William Hayes, that you can say next man up, because Charles Harris, you know, he's a first-round pick for a reason. And he needs to start playing like it right now. And, you know, it's time to take off the training wheels. It's time to, you know, not talk about him like he's a guy we're bringing. He's a first-round pick. And he's been in the league for over a year. He needs to contribute. He needs to step up and sort of be someone to help Miami Dolphins win games now, because his role has just expanded overnight. So, Charles Harris, the spotlight is on you right now, because you are going to be on the field a lot. Other injuries. There's still no word on Rashad Jones. As I said on the post-game wrap-up show Sunday night with Tom, heading into this Patriots game, and this was before we knew anything about Hayes and Branch. Between Hayes, Branch, and Rashad Jones, at the Miami Dolphins, in my opinion, needed two of those three players to play against the Patriots. Well, obviously that's not going to be the case because Branch and Hayes are out. So Rashad Jones hopefully will be able to go this week. Miami Dolphins, to beat the Patriots, really are going to need all hands on deck. All healthy hands on deck, I guess we can say now. But We should have more words on Jones. More of a word on Jones. Probably around Wednesday-ish. We'll see if he practices on Wednesday. And we should have more information by then. But hopefully he's fine. Because the Raiders, you know, they had their way, at least early in the game, with Miami's secondary exploiting the rookie Minkah Fitzpatrick some. And just, you know, the Miami Dolphins had to shuffle things around. And you don't want that. You want your regular secondary in place. Everyone okay to go. So we'll keep an eye on Rashad Jones. Chase Allen, he left the game Sunday at linebacker. There was a ton of injuries, folks. Like I said, the Miami Dolphins are the walking wounded right now. And it's not the week you want to be the walking wounded. Chase Allen left the game with a foot-toe injury. He said today it's not serious. And he's day-to-day. So hopefully Chase Allen will be okay to go. Because once again, linebacker, not a position where Miami has a lot of depth. Chase Allen, you know, over the first three games, there are times where rookie Jerome Baker has gotten overwhelmed in the midst of the game, and Miami hasn't been shy of taking him off the field and putting in Chase Allen. Chase Allen, not the athlete of a Jerome Baker, but, you know, he knows what they're trying to do on that side of the ball. He won't make the mental mistake. So Chase Allen, you know, an important player right now for Miami on defense. Hopefully he'll be ready to go come Sunday. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Wide receiver Kenny Stills, he's a little dinged up too. He has a gash in his right leg that came on the touchdown pass he caught in the first half there against the Raiders because of the wall. He ran into the wall, so he has a gash in his right leg. Not thought to be serious. It's not thought to be serious. Excuse me. It's not thought to be serious, but, you know, there's something to keep an eye on. And Kenny Stills, after the game on Sunday, did have some words with the media saying, you know, the league really has to look into changing this rule as well and how many people they allow in the end zone, because Kenny Stills cut his leg on a cameraman not necessarily the wall. So who's back there in the back of the end zone for these games, especially in a field like Card Rock Stadium, where there's not much room from the back of the end zone to the wall. So Stills wasn't happy about that, but he does have a gash on his right leg. I don't expect it to be serious. He hopefully will be able to play this Sunday. But again, just another thing to monitor. So the Miami Dolphins right now, they are not a healthy team as they sit 3-0 and as they're about to head up to New England to face a Patriots team that is coming off back-to-back losses. The health of the Miami Dolphins, I think this week is going to be the most important thing in this game. Because what I saw last night from the Patriots is a team. And I know, here's the thing with the Patriots. The Patriots, nobody wants to be the one to say, they're done, it's over. And sort of their reign over the AFC East and them being sort of this dominant team is over. I'm not going to buy it until I believe it, which I get. You don't want to write them off too soon. But what I've seen this year from them is I see a team that does not have the talent on their roster. Yes, they have Tom Brady. Yes, they have Gronkowski. And they got a bunch of capable running backs. But aside from that, they have an offensive line right now that is struggling. And on defense, they just don't have a lot of great players on defense. Which is why you see teams like Jacksonville, which scored 9 points this week against the Titans. You know, Jacksonville, you know, beat up the Patriots. And we saw the Lions, who have looked horrid week 1 and 2, you know, take the Patriots to the woodshed and have their way with them on Sunday night. The Patriots, I'm not going to write them off, but they're not the Patriots that we're used to seeing. And if this Miami Dolphins team was healthy, there is no doubt in my mind they would go up to New England this week and beat the Patriots and sort of take command of the AFC East. But with the amount of injuries the Dolphins have, specifically on the defensive line, that might be too much to overcome. I think these injuries are really going to hamper the Dolphins this week in the short term. And if Rashad Jones can't play, I mean, I don't know how the Dolphins can overcome the losses of Hayes, Branch, and Jones. That's just, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot. And now you're asking a lot out of guys like Torrey McTyre, who has to play a larger role when Jones ain't out there. Maurice Smith, you're asking more out of guys like Charles Harris, as I said, and whoever they sign or call up from the practice squad who will be on the field. So hopefully the Miami Dolphins can get, you know, some of these guys back here and healthy enough to play, because I think this Patriots team is ripe for the pickings. I think they're ripe for the pickings. They are not well right now, and the Miami Dolphins can really, you know, put them in a deep hole if they could ever find a way to win this upcoming Sunday in New England. And like I said, if this Miami Dolphins team was healthy, if they had William Hayes, if they had Andre Branch, if they had Rashard Jones, I think they could absolutely beat the Patriots in New England right now. What I've seen from the Patriots so far is a team in flux and who sort of hasn't found their way and is missing a lot of key guys in certain spots and that they might not be able to get this year. But, you know, with the injuries, that sort of is the great equalizer here. And winning in Foxborough is never easy. But that's my early thoughts. We'll talk more about the Patriots game as the week goes on. There are some other notes here regarding Adam Gase when he met with the media today. When Adam Gase was asked about Miami Dolphins rookie tight end Mike Gesicki, he said, you know, he saw some things aggression-wise this week out of the rookie tight end that he liked a lot. And, you know, I think his role at tight end is going to start to expand more as the week goes on. We saw him get targeted a few more times this week against the Raiders, and Mike Gesicki, I think, is about to sort of take off here as a receiver in this offense, and Adam Gase is noticing some things, and it has been a slow progression from week one to week two to week three. I would think, you know, as the weeks go on, that will continue to improve. Albert Wilson, there's some amazing stats here about Albert Wilson. And which you might find hard to believe because he was such an impactful player in the second half of that game with being a big part of those two touchdowns. Albert Wilson only played 10 plays on Sunday. And on two of those plays, he scored touchdowns. I mean, that's amazing. For how much we saw him running up and down the field against the Raiders, you would have thought Albert Wilson was on the field a lot more than just 10 plays. But he was on the field for only 10 plays. And Adam Gase sat on the jet sweep for the touchdown to sort of close out the game and put the nail in the Raiders' coffin. All week in practice, that was a handoff because of the wet weather and the rainy weather in Wednesday's practice. On Sunday, though, there was no rain, obviously, so that handoff became a toss. So that's why it became a touchdown pass and not just a long run. But all week, they practiced that as a handoff and not necessarily a toss or a pass. So there's a little tidbit there, as well as on the touchdown pass play that Albert Wilson threw to Jakeem Grant. Adam Gase said that play he has stolen from Mike Martz. And for those of you who don't know, Adam Gase looks up to Mike Martz in very high regard. He worked with Mike Martz in San Francisco back in 2008. And Adam Gase believes like Mike Martz is one of the offensive geniuses in NFL history, which he very well might be. Mike Martz, for those of you who don't remember, of course, was the man who sort of put together the greatest show on turf from that St. Louis Rams team of the early 2000s, late 90s there. So Adam Gase looks up to Mike Martz, you know, and he views him in high regard. So that play he sort of put in from his days working with Mike Martz and sort of brought that one from the back of the playbook to call this week against the Raiders. So that's it. Pretty much, like I said, the story of this week is who's healthy enough for the Miami Dolphins to play Sunday, because they have a lot of guys right now who are just not in a good way. So they're going to need to rest up and get some of these guys healthy enough to go. And hopefully we get some positive news this week on Rashard Jones, because when it comes to injuries, the past, you know, 14 days or so, starting off with Josh Sitton and then William Hayes and now Andre Branch and Rashard Jones, just hasn't been good. It really hasn't been good. So the Miami Dolphins are due for some good news. And I would think they're going to be in the market here to add some defensive linemen. I would think at least two. You would think, well, somebody has to take the spot for William Hayes. That's number one. Andre Branch will be inactive this week. So they're going to have someone else for there. And I would think at some point here, they're going to drop one of these quarterbacks. It makes zero sense at this point for the Miami Dolphins to be carrying four quarterbacks on their 53-man roster. It's just a wasted roster spot. It makes zero sense. They need to drop either Fales or Luke Falk at this point because they're just not going to play this year. So whatever one Adam Gase sees as lesser of a long-term option, just get rid of them at this point because you're tying up a key roster spot and it's not needed. So I would think one of those guys might be gone too. I would expect a little bit of a shakeup here in the Miami Dolphins 53-man roster and some new faces brought into South Florida here in the next probably 24 to 48 hours or so. One thing I want to say in closing. Yesterday's game, we're talking about Albert Wilson. Albert Wilson, you know, was spectacular on Sunday against the Raiders, to say the least. And only his 10 plays, of course, 2 touchdowns, but, you know, the 2 biggest plays of the game. Of course, he had a touchdown the week before against the Jets. And Albert Wilson has been worth his weight in gold. And I just want to sort of remember, bring back to everyone's attention that, you know, in August, the Sporting News, and once again, how they're even in business of Sporting News, I have no idea. I can't remember the last time I read it. But they had one of their writers who's Jason Fitzgerald, someone nobody's ever heard of. Nobody's ever heard of. One of these so-called NFL experts that you've never heard of, and you wonder how to get the title NFL expert. Wrote an article in August talking about, you know, the 10 worst contracts passed out last offseason. And he had Albert Wilson at the top of the list or so. Just a horrible deal. What was Miami thinking? They overpaid for a guy who's a nobody. Well, Jason, I hope you watch Sunday's game because... Well, yes, you don't want to sort of judge Albert Wilson only after 3 games. It's pretty safe to say that wasn't a bad contract. And if Albert Wilson does nothing the rest of the year, it's safe to say Miami got their investment worth just in weeks 2 and 3 alone out of Albert Wilson. Which, look, we all know Albert Wilson's going to continue to improve and make big plays for the Dolphins. But, you know, that's why I always tell you, when you read these articles and you read the power rankings from people you've legitimately never heard of, from these national people who have, you know, who happen to work for the NFL Network or NFL.com or ESPN, you know, take it with a grain of salt. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. And when you read something, Albert Wilson, you know, was one of the worst offseason contracts this past year. It's like, first off, he doesn't even make that much money. So even if it was a bad contract, it's not like Miami, you know, broke the bank to get him. They gave him a very modest contract. And it's like you're listening to a guy who probably has to put out so many articles a week, and he's just making stuff up, pulling out of thin air. So I always say, don't get worked up, because a lot of these people you've never heard of and you'll never hear of again. And this guy, Jason Fitzgerald from the Sporting News, like I said, the Sporting News was kind of a big deal back in the 1980s, for those of you who are old enough to remember. You know, I can't remember even seeing one in a store since the 90s, and I'm sure they have a website out there, but it's like, give me a break. Give me a break. What in the world? What? Seriously? All the bad contracts that are passed out each year in the NFL, Albert Wilson is by far not one of the worst from this past year. Albert Wilson has been tremendous. Albert Wilson has made Miami Dolphins fans quickly forget the name Jarvis Landry. Not saying he's as good as Landry, just saying he's made the Dolphins quickly forget that name, because he has sort of stepped into that role in some ways of being that, you know, spark plug, the guy who can just sort of get the offense going, make a big play, and, you know, be that emotional guy to get the offense going at times when the offense is kind of stuck in the mud and not really moving. So, Albert Wilson, I can't wait. And for those of you who don't know, he will be at an autograph signing in South Florida at our sponsor, Sinbad Sports, I believe August 13th, Saturday, August 13th, around noon to 1. We'll have the details up on the website. So if you want to meet Albert Wilson, you want to get his autograph, you want to take a picture with him, you want to just shake his hand and say thank you, go to Sinbad Sports, the official sponsor here of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast, and you will be able to meet him in a few weeks over there. So that's all I have for today. We'll be back with podcasts, you know, all week as we get ready for this very important game this upcoming Sunday against the New England Patriots. I know the Dolphins are hurt, but this is a huge game and a huge opportunity for them to sort of take a stranglehold on the AFC East. So we're going to break this down all week. We'll have on some guests to talk about it. And, you know, it's a big game. So keep checking out DolphinsTalk.com. We got a bunch of new articles up on the site. Follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk, and wherever you listen to this podcast, whether it's TuneIn, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so as soon as a new show drops, it goes right to your smart device. And as always, if you want to send me any emails, I can be reached at dolphinstalk1977@gmail.com. Everyone have a great Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.